Conor O'Neill here from the Everyday Athlete Program, where we work with everyday athletes to optimize their training, nutrition, and psychology. In this podcast, we present ideas, concepts, and frameworks to help you in pursuit of your goals in those areas. During marathon prep, unless you're an elite level marathon runner, you're probably not going to run the full 26.2 miles at any point in training. And even most of the elite runners don't run that distance often in training. And even if you were going to run that full distance, you're certainly not going to run it at marathon pace. Otherwise, what would be the point in running the race itself? That can sometimes leave you wondering and perhaps worrying whether or not you're on track to hit your target marathon time during the training process. So given that, how do you know if you're on track to hit your goal pace for the marathon? But one strategy you can use is to insert time trials at shorter distances along the way. And whilst this won't be exact, you can, for example, use your 10 km or half marathon time to predict what marathon time you'd theoretically be able to hit. This week, I had my first time trial of the 3-hour marathon pursuit with a 10 km time trial. I hit a time of 41 minutes and 10 seconds. Whilst this is a new personal best for me, most pacing calculators predict it's a slower 10 km pace than what's needed to hit a 3-hour marathon. The current weather conditions and the massive headwinds certainly didn't help, but then again, we can't predict the conditions on the day, so we shouldn't give too much slack based on that. We can also assume that there'd be a bit more in the tank with the hype of the day, but again, this is better viewed as a bonus than something to be relied on. The next time trial is in 4 weeks from now, which will be a half marathon. Given the increased distance, this is likely to be a better indicator of where we are relative to marathon distance. So what do we do from here? We take the win of a new 10 km PB, realizing that it is indicative of progress. We recognize that it's early in the process and that there is plenty of time to improve between now and the actual marathon. We continue to dial in the areas that we can: nutrition, sleep, hydration, mental preparation, etc. We nail each session for the coming weeks, and most of all, we trust in the process, confident that the outcome will take care of itself. Thanks for listening, and if you'd like to find out more about our program, The Everyday Athlete, and if you'd like to see testimonials from the lads we work with, you can go directly to the info page by clicking the link in the episode description.